Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Miss Tara, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, you're looking for a gentleman named Will?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened with you and Will?
Okay, so we've been seeing each other for a little bit, but I thought it was going really well, but I feel like he's blowing me off.
Oh, no. Did you do anything?
No.
I canceled our last date on the day of the date, but, like, that's literally the only thing I can think of.
You canceled your date on the day of the date?
The day of the date. And you haven't heard from since.
Yeah.
So.
You need to explain a little more than that.
Okay. So I was shopping with my friend, and we got stuck in, like, just, like, really bad traffic, you know? Like, obviously, just traffic on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was probably, I think it was an accident or something stupid. But we were not moving. It was horrible traffic.
Yeah.
And I texted him, just letting him know, and then, which I thought was the nice thing to do, because, it did not clear up. Like, I would not have been able to make it. And ever since then, I've been trying to fucking reschedule, and he's not answering.
Okay, but, like, was it, when you talk about, like, canceling, was he waiting at the restaurant? Was he on his way to the restaurant? Like, at what point did
No. It was, like, it was at least, I'm going to say, 2, maybe 3 hours before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was not.
Okay, so
it was not, like, super last minute.
Okay. All right, well, I can't say anything to that. We'll give him... Because, you know, I mean, imagine if the guy's there waiting and all of a sudden, like, she's half hour into the date.
I know.
You know, that's old.
Okay.
So now you stay quiet again.
Okay.
But don't hang up.
Don't talk during his talking.
Okay, beautiful.
Hello?
Hi, is this Will?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Will, this is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. Can I explain why we're calling you? It's a good reason. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
And slow down. Who?
Okay, so it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We work at a radio station. We've been in Boston radio forever, but we work at Hot 96.9 now. And we do this thing where people call us up and they give us somebody's number so we can ask them out on a date. And we got your number from a girl that knows you, and she thinks that you guys have a good connection, and she would love to go on a date with you. So we'll tell you her name. It's a girl you know. We'll tell you her name, and if you agree to go on the date, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. We'll let you pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff.
Okay, so what? She already know her? I'm not seeing anybody, so I'm kind of curious who it can be.
Yeah, it's a girl that you know, and you're not currently seeing her right now. So her name is Tara. I guess you were seeing her.
Tara.
Yeah.
No. That bitch.
Wow.
What?
That was so aggressive.
Yeah, and Will, Tara's on the phone right now.
What the f***? Of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, why? She said that the last date she canceled, but, like, in advance.
Way in advance.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. She's a liar. She's a fucking liar who lied to get out of our date.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Oh, okay, because I was with Jamie when you texted me saying that you were with her and you just left her, and that's why you're canceling.
What?
Wait, why were you with her?
Because I'm seeing her on the side.
Wait, hold on.
Jesus.
Okay.
No
hold
way.
On.
Spiraling out of control.
Okay.
This is not happening.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
You lied to me.
Okay.
Okay.
You lied to me.
But you did it.
You fucking lied to me.
There's a whole lot of lying going on.
Who lied first is the question.
I need to wrap my head around this. So hold on a second. So I just want to make this right. So, okay, you said the friend's name is Jamie. So, Tara, you hit up Will and said that you were stuck in traffic with Jamie. But when Will got the text, Will, you said you were with Jamie?
Yes, she was standing right next to me.
I don't know whose side to be on.
Right.
No side.
I was in traffic. I was not with Jamie, but I thought that would make it more believable, ironically.
Then why did you say it? You lied to me.
Okay.
Really?
I was in traffic.
Hey, who has more of a right to be mad here? This is the question I'm wondering.
Me!
No, because Jamie told me that you're still f***ing around with your ex-boyfriend. So I'm sure that's who you were with.
That sounds like some friend.
No.
Were you with the ex-boyfriend?
No.
You need to reevaluate your friendships.
Man, this is all a mess.
Don't f***ing lie. Because you're not going to say that you're with Jamie if you're by yourself. So who were you with?
Oh, my God.
Okay, f*** it. Yes, I was with my ex-boyfriend. Yep.
All right. Oh, shit. How many wrongs are going to make a right?
Why were you two even going?
This is awesome.
This is awesome. Are you serious? Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. So you're both cheaters, I guess. Is that correct?
Except for I'm not a liar. He's a cheater and a liar.
Oh, so you win.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. God, this is a mess.
I know your perspective. Okay, so right now, Will is winning.
Wait. So, Will, what were you going to do if she were on time? How are you getting rid of Jamie?
I was like 3 hours beforehand. It was no problem. I've been doing it for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Will's prepared with this cheating. You know?
Well, at least he's not lying.
And he's not a liar. So you know what? 3-1, Will. How about that? Okay, but still, at the end of the day, it's like you both kind of did the wrong thing. So the question is, can we just go back to square one?
No.
If you really, you know what? Honestly, it's neither of your fault. It's really Jamie's fault. So how about that? How about we
Jamie and the ex.
Yeah. How about we blame it on Jamie and you two get together for another date?
No. I'm with Jamie. Okay? She tells me the truth.
Okay.
Wow.
Have fun with the town pump.
The town pump?
Yeah, I will.
Wait. What did she say?
She said, have fun with the town pump.
Your friend? What? This was a plot twist I was not expecting.
Oh,
jeez.
What kind of friends? Oh, my God.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.